Rose City Radio.
Fuck you! Give me a bottle of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam with the Pogo crew here. Let's get started with Sloppy Seconds. Right, that was Sloppy Seconds on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. And we got LCJ here along with us, Lower Class Jess, as well as Devil John on the mic and on the boards.
The fuck is up?
How the fuck you doing?
All aboard!
Well, I'm doing just fine, but apparently when I come around now, there's less people.
I know.
We're missing a few people.
I know. We are definitely... Josh out on a hot date, from what I hear.
Ooh, yeah, Joshy Poo got a date.
There you go. But
and Mr. Sean. Mr. Sean's being a bitch.
He's just a bitch. He's got some sand in his vagina.
Are they, do you think they're pruned dates, or do you think that they're whole dates? You know?
Pruned, as in?
Like, you know what a date is?
I know what a date... Oh, fuck. Lame as shit. Are they pruned dates?
Are they prune?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Sorry. Well, I guess it's not that funny when you have to explain it.
We do have lots of cool stuff going on, lots of fun stuff to tell you guys about. We got some more awesome kick-ass sweet donations for August 4th, next Saturday, by the way.
Yeah.
This Saturday, now that you're listening to this, August 4th, pogoing in the park.
Next
10
Saturday.
Bands playing. We got Blank 77, Crazy in the Brains, Despise New Jersey, a whole bunch more. But this raffle is going to be kick-ass. Now, Dale from the Jacksonian just came over here, and he hooked us up with 10 Punky Lad shirts. that you guys seen on our Facebook and stuff like that. So you guys will be able to win those in the raffle. I mean, there's a couple Clash,
there's
some UK,
UK subs.
There's
Johnny Thunders.
The Johnny Thunders
one.
Is the best one.
The Johnny Thunders.
Johnny Thunders. It's
awesome.
It's a picture of him painted on there in the New York Dolls era with like the teased up longer hair, and it says what does it say, only douchebags are pretty.
Yep, only douchebags are pretty. Very awesome. But there's also a damned one.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking cool shit.
All aboard!
TJ Blank's there all about that damned. A damn yes. shit. Maybe he'll try and win that one. We'll have to see. But we were talking about that Johnny Thunders shirt. So I need to hear some Johnny Thunders. I'm going to get to a more rare recording. This comes off the Born to Lose Best of Johnny Thunders. It's a Nothing with the Dolls, only Post Dolls. And this is live from Swiss Radio with Que Sera Sera. Here's Blame It on Mom. Come win a Johnny Thunders Punky Lad shirt August 4th, pogoing in the park. Now, as we said earlier, we have Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despised New Jersey, Death Wish Birdie, Anti-Citizen, Skin Sect, Angry Youth, The South Class Veterans, The Road Sodas, and coming out of Long Island, The Ice Cold Killers. Let's get to them now with Stranger Danger. Ice Cold Killers on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Like I said, come out a little bit earlier. Those guys are going to be playing third or fourth. I forget. I got the lineup written out. So come check them out. They're coming in from Long Island. Sound really awesome. Good little oi band. And they're a real good band to pair with the South Class Veterans. Coming out of, where the fuck are they coming out of? East Brunswick. We're going to get to Tall Cans. Tall Can Appetizer.
Talking. show some respect and you can come on through. Drink a drink and liver and a pack of smokes, cause we're gonna bomb off you. 45 or PDR with the pockets are feeling light. Six packs of imports and a trip to the bar on a regular Saturday night. Shots of whiskey and busted balls is how we spend our time. If you line them up, we'll knock them back until the best time. We'll be drinking.
All right, now, I put up a post on Facebook this way, sharing out the event, asking who was coming to see what band. And there was a couple Blank 77s on there, a couple Crazy in the Brains.
Of course,
And
of
my
course.
Girl, LCJ, over here, said
yes.
The South Class Veterans.
I really like this band. I think they're fucking awesome. And I before we booked them, I'd never heard of them before. And Andrew was like, yeah, we're going to get these guys. And I was like, oh, they're fucking awesome.
So very we're gonna give you guys a little twofer at LCJ, a little twofer.
Woo-hoo.
Here's the South Class Veterans. Catch them next Saturday, pogoing in the park, North Catasauqua Park, seconds from Allentown, minutes from New Jersey. Come catch the South Class Veterans. August 4th, bitches. Now, let's talk about this raffle going down August
bitches.
4th. Now, most of the bands, I think maybe all of them, but I don't remember if I asked all of them. I'm pretty sure I asked all of them.
A good portion of
everyone
them.
Everyone that I asked said, yes, of course. And we're going to be having different merch packages.
We're going to have lots of
burgers. Insert belts.
We're going to have lots of merch, like baskets or whatever, where like maybe the band will be throwing in a t-shirt, a 7-inch, and some pins.
Like a patch.
So each one of the bands will be able to get that. Pretty much all the bands giving out, if they're giving us a record or a CD, it's autographed.
A signed tampon.
So there you, yeah, maybe you can get a signed tampon from Renee. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe. Sounds fun. All right. And
do you think she would sign it in silver pen for me?
In silver? She probably would if you asked her.
Because, you know, because like,
you provided
the Sharpie
her with the silver pen. Yeah, yes.
Because, like, I want applicator and all.
There you go. Take it all, you whore. All right, but what else we got going down at this? We got those 10 shirts from Punky Lad. We got 2 7th row Yankee tickets taking you out to see the Bronx Bombers. So go head up there. You know what I mean? You can win some Dead Boys tickets on the Bowery. You can win some Dead Boys tickets in Catafucking-Sakwa.
Yeah.
And you guys can win some Vibrators tickets in Nazareth.
Vibrators tickets.
We have $50 worth of merchandise from Spin Me Round Records, as well as a $50 gift certificate. We have a $25 gift certificate from Double Decker Records. The what's the record store in the Poconos? The fucking Thora has a bunch of stuff.
Oh, the one up in Strasburg.
Yeah, what is that?
That
it's got a catchy name. I think it's a Ramones ripoff.
It's right on the main strip in Strasburg. If you ever go.
Is it Main Street Jukebox? That's it.
That's
Main Street
it. Yep.
Jukebox. We got some stuff coming from Main Street. Good thing they're our sponsor and we remember their name. But we got a bunch of cool stuff. You guys can win like Richard Bach's Mud Club book. And that's an autographed, you know, first edition.
Yes.
Autograph first pressing if it was a record. Right. So, and speaking of autograph first pressings, I cannot talk.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
But I also hit the wrong button.
Riggity, riggity,
Rexon! I'm not firing on all cylinders. Come win this Oi Scouts.
He's
squiggy.
Running on cum and oil.
Come win this Oi Scouts squiggy 7-inch that Gabe wrote all over. He wrote all over it.
If you want to read
Gabe
about
Xander
some, you know, talking shit about Pogo City.
Yeah, it's just Gabe
talking shit
on Pogo.
But we still love
me.
Him. We love him. Yes. Especially Andrew.
That
Andrew Bedlam is Pogo City.
Oh, I think we're all Pogo City. We're all Pogo City.
We're
but
all.
Yeah, I'm just like the supreme ruler, but we're all Pogo City.
He rules on high.
Bow before me.
Yeah.
I think maybe. Oh, I was going to have the greatest transition and the track's not there. Why is the track not there, Jess?
I don't know. You're the computer operator here.
Somebody may have put something
in my drink.
Somebody put something in my drink. Thank you.
That was the Ramones on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Somebody put something in my drink. Now we're going to get to another band who's playing at Pogoing in the Park going down next weekend. You guys may have caught these guys
next fucking weekend
at fucking last year's punk block party. That was it. Now, we streamed that show live, and then I also had to record it, and I put up the Road Sodas live set. Now, this song's a little bit longer, but I really fucking like it for some reason, and it reminds me of the Dicks, which I think we may play next, which is like the most offensive song of all time.
Can I make one request?
What's that?
All right, and it's an odd request. All right, now it is a metal band, but they are covering a punk band. All right, and the reason why
I'm asking,
the late Vinnie Paul, you know, and they did you even know that they did a cover of Poison Idea's "The Badge"?
No, I've never heard that.
So I think that if we search that up. I think it should be a good one, and then not only that, I think it'll pay good homage, and then not
agreed,
only that,
agreed.
It stays right in the vein of what we do here on Pogo City Radio.
But before that, we are going to get to the Road Sodas with "The Devil's Work."
As I creep in, you open window, up the stairs and
All right, that was The Road Sodas. Catch them August 4th at Pogoing in the motherfucking park.
I'll be there.
We'll all be there.
August 4th.
Yo, you know what's funny as fuck? Pogo in the Park came up. It comes up a lot on Devil's Den, which, you know, I shamelessly promote everything that we all do.
D-E-V-I-L-S, Den, Den, Devil's Den.
Yep, Devil's Den. Yep, with the apostrophe S, right?
Shows like, ownership they like the of D. The den.
Yeah,
shows
it's the den that the I own. Right? And it's
his casa.
And it's su casa. When you are a guest.
Yeah, exactly.
The word has gotten out a lot about the event, and
my mom heard people talking about it.
Yo,
my mom also was like, "Is this the event that you're helping, you know, put together and getting donations for?" And I'm like, "Wow, yeah, it is."
My mom was like, "Are you doing pogoing in the park?" I was like, "Yeah." She said, "I was walking through a parking lot and I heard people talking about it."
It's crazy. Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
The way that it came to me that I heard it was Ant, the co-host for Devil's Den. He was like, "Oh, my coworkers were talking about the concert in the park," and I was like, "What? The concert in the park? Yeah, the concert in the park that you know Catastrophe
awesome,
always does."
And
I'm like,
awesome.
And I'm like, "What?" I was like, "You mean Pogo in the park?" He's like, "Yeah, the thing that Andrew's doing, right?" Yeah, and I was like, "Dude, what the fuck,
yo,
man?"
For real,
like,
though,
wow,
look,
this is awesome.
I got to be honest, right? It is awesome. It's going to be a great show. But it's not just me. It's a fuck ton of people.
Hell
right?
Yeah, we're
yeah,
good.
A
kind
lot of
just
thank
you,
everyone.
I just get all the credit and, like, don't do that much. You know what I mean? I'm just really good at delegating.
No, it is being put together by a crap.
Anybody
load
that's
people.
I mean, just
show
for example,
you,
like,
mean,
like people promoting and then people just helping.
Like
out,
and even like Thor, she's gotten us like we made a fucking like a sponsor flyer. I got to fucking find. But Thor got us a bunch of donations.
From her work.
Of these things, yeah, all these concert tickets and shit like that. Most of them are things that people bought. Like those Yankees tickets came from like a person.
Yeah.
The Dead Boys tickets came from a band. You know what I mean?
The
Vibrators
were
tickets
bought by a person.
And some of the shit being donated. Or like some of the concert tickets, like people donated this stuff because they want it to come and they can't for whatever reason. So they were just like, "Yo, can I hook you up with something?" And the first person who hit me up was like, "Yo, can I just like give you some tickets?" I was like, "Yo. Fuck
yes,
yeah." I was like, "Yeah." And then people were like, "Yo, what should I give?" I was like, "Hook me up with tickets." You know what I mean? So, you know, so there's a lot of people doing a lot of work. Got to give out shout outs to Tamara, you know, Josh building the stage, Jess going around getting donations and doing a bunch of the background work, and fucking Dale hooking us up with the shirts, all the bands playing for free, and then giving
big
us merchandise.
The bands are playing for free.
All of them.
Yeah, it just everybody. There's. So
I mean, we got
people.
Bands coming from Virginia, Long Island. It's not like they're all right here. Like we got people coming from Virginia,
Angry Youth,
to play for free.
Angry Youth coming from Roanoke.
Yeah, and then fucking they're filming it. It's gonna be a blast. We got I'm Hungry.
Yeah, the
making
I'm Hungry
some
food
banging
truck.
Fucking food. Bananarama making the whipped bananas.
Make sure that if you are hungry, you go to this food
and
truck.
And make
you
sure
will not
you
regret
bug
it.
Terry and tell her to do the United Punk Show where we will reenact the movie and play it in Philly. We have everything in line. We just need Terry.
Terry.
Talk her into it. Let's get to the kids with some fascist cops.
Fascist cops. California punk.
That was the kids on Pogo City Radio. Now, I took a second here, and let's see if we can get some actual, accurate, official
information
from our Facebook. Even though I put this shit up there, I don't fucking know what
he's
the fuck
he's got a computer right in front of me.
Hey,
y'all,
I'm more used to my goddamn
us,
cell phone,
like,
right? I got an S8, which is like top of the fucking line. My computer is nowhere near top of the line. Yes, my phone works far better.
But okay. Yes, he's getting a full list of the vendor. Well,
yeah,
the
it
will
not even a full list.
A
here
full
was
list. Okay. Here's what, which, this is
it's
what
grown
we got right now.
Since I made this. All right, but like I said, we got I'm Hungry, Bananarama, fucking Main Street Jukebox, Spin Me Round Records, Double Decker Records, The Cure, Renee D, Punky Lad, Froza, The Mud Club Book. And a few more that didn't make the flyer. Oh, fucking Black Cat and you guys.
We have one of our sponsors as well. Well, both of our sponsors. Steel Vapor LV, which is steelvaporlv.com. And then they're offering up a vape kit. So there's a gift card for you to go visit them. They'll get you suited up for a nice vape. And then not only that. Just as an extra nice incentive, our other sponsor of badluckradio.com is finalbossvapes.com, who is going to give you a little care package. So
awesome.
You're
going
to walk
that.
Away and walk away from combustible tobacco with delicious flavors from
as I light
Final
up my
Boss
cigarette.
Vapes.com.
Smoking's
also
bad, kids.
Have Kerry's Smoke Shop. Kerry's Smoke Shop.
Are we? Are we still?
Yeah, we can give out spoon bowls.
Okay. This particular selection will be 18 and up.
Yeah.
So
we have.
Sorry, kids.
You
must
have,
be 18 or older,
we have some
so
tobacco
get a spoon.
Smoking devices, some spoon bowls for your
tobacco.
You must be 18 or older.
Three of them.
Hey,
we got a little 3-pack. Thing there.
So if you're down for tobacco, or if you're not for tobacco, we got you covered.
Absolutely. Or maybe you live in Colorado and you want to fill these bowls with marijuana.
Extracurriculars.
You can just, you just fill them up with some sour diesel or some like some blueberry kush or I don't know.
Blue
John. Yes, Blue Dream. Or maybe you can
White
put
Widow.
Some. There you go. There we go. There we go. AK-47.
You guys are so fucking old school.
I know. These are all strains from like high
like
school.
Like no Girl Scout cookies.
That's
no fucking like Gorilla
Glue. Gorilla
no.
Glue. There you go.
Like nothing
straw
new.
Nana.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, straw
or maybe
Nana.
You live where it's decriminalized and you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're like some people that just don't give a fuck ever.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know anybody like that at all that smokes marijuana.
Only all of our
even
friends
it's not legal.
In, you
do you
know,
guys know anybody
that
smokes marijuana?
The
I know. I've never shot up marijuana.
I never done that.
I've never shoved it up my ass either.
I've only freebased the marijuana.
Freebasing
buds,
dude.
I snorted it a couple times.
It's my belief they
Big
were smoking marijuana cigarettes.
He was snorting with marijuana cigarettes.
You guys don't want to get addicted to the reefer.
You don't want to
get
addicted
to the reefer. Reefer madness. You guys ever see that shit? Yo, come on. Have you seen it? You never saw it?
No,
wouldn't it come out
no.
in like 1939 or some shit?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
All right, black and white, pre-like TV, okay?
Henry
it's a marijuana
Anslinger
propaganda
years.
Movie. It's basically Requiem for a Dream, but with marijuana
what?
And in 1930s.
What?
And it's, dude, it's crazy, dude. They're all acting like weed is like rock, basically,
oh my
right?
God.
And like motherfuckers are killing each other, and motherfuckers are robbing each other and going broke, and like people are like raping each other, like they smoke weed and they like completely go mad and they're just like and like go to the loony bin from taking a toke off a joint.
My uncle, who was a detective at one time, said that he had
some
read
Jesse's
a
Jesse's having uncles that are detectives, like Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Jess.
so does
the
other Jess. The
newspaper article headline was, man high on marijuana, runs naked crazily through the street or something along those lines. And he was like, come on. Everybody knows that nobody that's smoking weed would ever do something like that.
And
that
that's coming from
PCP.
A cop.
Yeah, a detective. Yeah.
You know, that might have been them synthetic cannabinoids.
Yeah, yeah, yo. Right. The you know, K2.
That, yeah, exactly. That or, might be.
Yikes. Or no.
Possibly it was PCP.
It was that wet. Yo, Dave, I didn't know you liked to get wet.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
Say,
what?
This PCP.
PCP.
I make Brian Gumbo look like Malcolm X, motherfucker.
Yo, you guys are getting wild over there. You know what it's time then for?
I think it's time for the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Damn right, you guys just heard about us talking about this. Here's Pantera doing the badge.
On Pogo City Radio.
On this.
Get your pull. Oh.
Young dumb teens just messy. Pretend to be academy. Not the rules of my self make your day. Unless you're paid off if you walk away. See if this is corruption. Will ever stop. What makes a person wanna be a cop?
All right, that was the Pogo City. That's where we play something a little off format.
Yeah.
So now we're going
to
get back.
Rest in peace to the Abbott brothers, man.
We're going to get back to.
John still wants to hear Dave Matthews, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Yo. The space between.
Let's get back
but
to
you knew more fucking songs than I did if you want to fucking like get there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Off like three songs.
Three. That's an exaggeration. That's an exaggeration.
She's like, I distinctly getting fucked at least once to these songs. And then it's like, don't give us the fucking excuse. It was on the
MTV.
don't say it was on fucking TV already, all right?
Everybody watched MTV when
see, I already knew your fucking excuse.
He did.
Pardon my French. But you're an asshole.
All right, let's get back to the punk rock and back to pogoing in the park. Going down next weekend, catch these bunch of pogo punk kings and queen. Here's Blank 77 with Pills. Motherfucking right.
The motherfucker's got a headache and he wants some pills and nobody gives him goddamn pills. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
All right. Let's keep these tunes rolling. We're coming right around that hour mark. These guys driving up from Virginia. Let's get to Angry Youth with Drink Your Beer. Angry Youth, catch them August 4th, pogoing in the park, benefiting Alex's lemonade stand. So all the proceeds from that crazy awesome auction we guys were talking to you about are going to be going to that. Gift certificates coming from Santa Luna's, Maxim 22, some high-end restaurants.
High-end restaurants, fucking banging.
And like, for example, do you
just
know how
get
we got those?
Steak, you get steak tartare.
Do you know how we got those, though? Because we know the head chef, and he hooked us up. We do. We know. Well, he has a different title, but it's the head chef, but it's an even more, like, proper, like, I am so much higher than everybody. Uh-huh. He's like king chef or something. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty official.
It yeah, so we got that chef? Guy in our back pocket. So, you know.
Is he Chef Gordon Ramsay?
So we do have those awesome gift cards for those awesome restaurants. Get some good-ass fucking food.
Absolutely.
Another reason to come out.
And then just the back line. Like, we got Sean from Punk Block Party. Just running the PA, bringing the PA, hooking up, you know what I mean? And then, like, between, like, you guys, the Pogo crew throwing in on backline, and we got Adam from Hate to Say It throwing in on backline, and, like, you know.
Like we said before, there's just everybody is fucking
helping.
It's a
big network. That's really what it is.
Everybody's helping.
I'm not going to lie, right? Like, this should be hard, but it's not because it's fun and everybody's doing their job. You know what I mean? People are coming out to me.
But all it takes is like conversation.
That's
with
what I'm saying.
People.
Like, it's easy. Like it's not hard. Right. We
like,
should. We can do
we
this
can do
all
this
the time.
We can do this for you if you do this for us.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, all right.
And by the way, everybody.
I have to ask one thing, though. All right. Now, just think about it for 1 second. All right. And retrospectively. All right. This opportunity, right, came about because we talked hella shit on each other's football team.
Yeah, what happened was when Odell Beckham got into that fist fight with Josh Norman on the field, and it went back and forth the whole game. They were just like WWF beating the crap out of each other 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. Fucking John's a Panthers fan. I'm
hell
a
yeah.
Giants fan. Me and John hadn't talked since 9th, 10th grade. And I was like, fuck Josh Norman. Odell Beckham will fuck him up. And blah, 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 blah. And John had to put in his 2 cents standing up for Josh Norman and the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of spawned into the voice of Bedlam.
And then the voice of Bedlam spawned this.
Absolutely.
And then this, you know, kept growing kind of like... You know, that weird
way
thing on your, like, next to your ball sack, and you're like, yeah, it's not growing that big. And then it's like, oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, I guess it is growing bigger. Because you know why? Because you're so fucking close to the underground that you're so, like, you might as well be called the taint.
We have our thumb up the ass of the underground at all times.
No, but, you know, the humble beginnings and then,
the taint.
Seeing that everybody's coming together and shit, that's fucking awesome, you know? So thank you to all those people.
Thank you to everyone.
You know, from day one and to now. Thank you.
Now, just a quick reminder, the show is more than 10 days away. It's 15 days away, all right? The forecast as of now, from pretty much now until a week after the show, is 8 days away.
I was going to say, it is not 15 days away.
I was about to say, who the fuck taught you
the
math?
Who
taught you to math?
The forecast from pretty much now till a week after the show is like severe thunderstorms.
But you can never trust the weather.
And we are undercover,
so,
guys. This is a park.
Yeah, it's under.
But we are completely undercover.
Where the show is
so
going,
this is
under,
not a
no.
problem. No one's going to get electrocuted. You don't even have to get wet except for running out to your car. I mean, granted, I would way rather prefer it not rain.
Exactly.
But
like we said,
where
it's
the
kid
show
friendly,
is undercover.
It's at a park.
Like, yeah,
too,
it's under
so
a
like
big pavilion. There's multiple. Well, it's an L-shaped pavilion, so the raffle is under one section of the pavilion, and then the show basically will be under the other portion, and then we will have the beer tent set up off of the pavilion, and then we have some tents for the food vendors as well. So everybody's going to be covered up. The bands are well covered. The crowd will be well covered. Hopefully the weather will pull through, but it's going to be a blast. And if
either
you're
way
a motherfucking pussy enough to get scared out of this killer free goddamn show where you can help dying children see Blank 77, win shirts from London, and a bunch of autographed records, you're a big giant pussy. And don't listen to the show anymore, just because you're a pussy, and go fuck yourself.
So just come. Who cares about the who gives a fuck about the weather?
You know what?
Just come.
You know what? You can fuck yourself before the show, and you'll even be happier.
And you know what? If you come to our show, you'll probably get fucked, because lots of people do.
So you'll definitely
want
to fuck yourself before the show so that you have really good.
Everybody knows that, right? That is the oldest trick in the book. Been doing it since I was 13. If I'm going out with somebody, you got to pull on that thing first.
he's like, you need a good old handy mandy.
You got to. You don't want to embarrass yourself on a first date. Like you
got to mandy handy it.
Bomb it on me. Exploit it. Jess is like, can we stop talking about pulling on dicks now?
She's done.
Is there a female equivalent?
Playing DJ.
Because, like, you know, because think about it.
Double clicking the mouse.
Dead city.
There's pheromones and shit, you know? Like, you know, that's the whole reason why you also jerk off before the date is
that's
for
what
those
I'm saying.
Pheromones.
You got to prep. You know,
dead city.
You don't want to, you know, pop off.
She's like, I don't. I'm trying to, like, she's
I
like,
I
want to
fucking
dead.
Hear the exploited.
Follow me, exploited. Follow me, exploited. All right, here's the exploited with Dead Cities on Pogo City Radio. Exploit it on Pogo City Radio. Pogo City Radio.
It's not how you do it, bloke. You don't got it right.
You sound like Stevie Jones, mate.
You come in here and you talk
it's
all
over
this
there.
Shit. And then
what do they call
it right?
Birds? What do they call winning? Birds?
You remember we had a
She's
a
like,
British
I don't
bloke.
Like this. I don't know what they call women, but I don't like birds.
You got a British bloke on the show before.
Yo, like seriously though, like chicks with British accents make me want to like come in my pants, like they do.
Then
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
So
I like the trashier, the better. Like, give me some East End. I'm talking it. Like, like, let's shag.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's
no.
what I want. I want some trashy British whore.
Oh baby.
Of course.
Plural.
Shock me, baby. Yeah, it'd be like, fuck it. Oh, man, that's so... Yo, I missed that movie, though.
Get your hands off my
again.
Hiney. What the fuck song was I going to play? I had something in mind, and, like, I hit the back button, and it disappeared. And, like...
You wanted to play Bad Brains.
I can play some Bad Brains.
Because Bad Brains
I'll
is
do,
the
what
shit.
Do you, we'll do... I got bad attitude. You guys want to do Attitude or you want to do Band in D.C.? What do you want to do?
Eye
against eye. Yeah, you gotta be different. You can't go with one that I say.
Eye against eye, yeah.
We'll
sorry.
Do some Bad Brains on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
still in a team and everybody's always on it just to see themselves. It don't happen around, but she's just going there. Never stand out open empty anyone else. Can you tell me why? Who's after the line? Trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact in my mind, but she's just going here to comprehend or overstand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go on get tired.
Bad Brains on Pogo City Radio. Let's stick
PMA
with DC.
PMA for life.
Stick with DC. PMA.
Are you there?
Here's Ian McKay. Mine is red.
Okay.
McKay. Fuck all you.
Whatever.
All right, that was Minor Threat. Let's stick with a band with some DC ties. Not on this track, though. But Henry Rollins, originally from DC. Let's get to some Black Flag. Six pack.
I got a six pack.
And nothing to do. I got a six pack. And I don't need you.
Pogo City Radio!
All right, now that was Des Cadena vocals. Before that would be Ron Reese. And then before that would be Keith Morris.
Keith. And that's the only, that's the really the only black flag that I like. I like
Keith and Ron.
I like Keith
and Ron. Ron was awesome. I also love
Jealousy the Circle Jerks. So.
And that's where we're going to get to.
That's what it brings us to.
Next, we're going to head out to, where did he move out to? Long Beach. Circle Jerks
couldn't
actually from
you.
Long Beach. All right, let's get to Red Blanket Room Circle Jerks on Pogo City Radio.
Red Blanket Room. Tubes in your arms, where do they go? Tubes up the nostrils, God only knows. Red Blanket Room. Everyone there looks pathetic. Life or death only takes a minute. I hate Drano. What you do? He shot junk. She drank blue. How about you? Red, black, and blue. Pills and booze, do it every time. Real smooth trip, suicide. Red, black, and blue. 86, you've gone under. Lights go out, things get darker. I hate Drano. What you do? He shot junk. She drank blue. How about you? How about you? Ah! Hey, man.
All right, let's stay in Southern California. Go out to L.A. with the Germs. Darby Crash, Lexicon Devil, Pogo City Radio.
Radio.
Got some chit chat about the decline of Western civilization going on while the mics were muted there. Now, Darby Crash on the cover of that movie, and that when that was in theaters, some of the theaters wouldn't hang the cover poster because they thought the cover is Darby Crash laying on the stage, and they all thought he was dead. A lot of people thought he was dead on the cover, and a lot of the theaters didn't want to hang the poster. Because they thought Darby Crash
was dead. Who wants to hang a picture of
dead.
A dead guy?
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't really, but.
There's some good scenes. I mean, Black Flag, one of my favorite scenes. Ron's in the band at the time. If you guys know anything about the history of Black Flag, it's real cool because the scenes from the movie are them recording in the church where they, like, lived and regularly did their shows and stuff like that. So that was cool. I mean, the Circle Jerks are in there. Fear's in there. I think X. the germs, the scene. I read the Short and Fast Life of Darby Crash, a book about him, where it's not really a book. It's more like typed out interviews almost of other members of the Germs and people who were close to them. And I lost my train of thought. What the fuck was I talking about with that?
You're talking about the book and how Darby Crash was, I guess, displeased, right?
Oh, yes. No, they were saying that he was real unhappy with the way he looked in the scene when he was cooking breakfast, because Darby Crash wasn't, like, out of the closet and he was, like, real ashamed of being gay. And from what I read, he said that he seemed really, like, homosexual, and he wasn't happy about it. And that was one of the things that was pushing him over the edge when he finally decided to carry out the suicide pact. Do you love the Germs?
Yes, yes, I love
the Germs. I'm not crazy about the Germs.
I like L.A. bands. Well, not L.A. bands. Sorry, West Coast bands a lot.
See,
and
I was
everybody,
like,
not everybody, but a lot of people talk shit about the.
For
know,
me, the Germs was one of those bands
earlier
where, like, you're bound to come across them, like Gigi Allen. By the way, Jess, you know
yeah,
why I'm saying
I'm not
that,
a
though,
fan.
Right? No, but that's not why I'm saying it, though. Someone not knowing Gigi Allen.
Oh yes.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Keep getting sidetracked, man. I'm gone. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about again. Somehow Gigi Allen from the Germs.
I don't know where you were making
it together.
That connection.
I know it's there. I know it's there. Oh, how you're bound to come across the Germs. You
yes.
know what I mean? And like what it was I listened to the Germs. I really liked Lexicon Devil, Richie Daggers Crime. I started reading the lyrics. I was like, oh, this is cool. I liked the lyrics. Wasn't a crazy fan of a lot of the songs. I'm not into the whole let's just sound shitty for the sake of sounding shitty. Like I'm not into that. And that's like the Germs' MO. Like, you know what I mean?
But they don't sound shitty.
Are you kidding me? Circle One? Have you like those songs are awful, some of them. I'm sorry. They are terrible, some of those songs. But the lyrics are awesome, so that made me kind of get into them. Then I read that book, and I really, I lost a lot of interest in Darby Crash and the Germs because I was
never
disappointed.
Read the book, so.
I was disappointed. Darby Crash was not the person he was in my mind, and then I was disappointed. And I was
like... Aw, poor Andrew. He was disappointed.
I was. I'm trying my hardest not to talk shit right now. But yeah, I read that book and I was like, I don't like this fucking band. I'm an asshole. All right, I guess maybe we should get out of here with this next one. Now, this next band is featured in the movie United Punk that we're trying to get a screening of. They are coming out of Bergen County, New Jersey. Here's Head Wound with Greater Than Zero, Less Than One. Come see us August 4th. Thanks for hanging out with us.
The sun goes up and the sun goes down. He was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
It hard work.